Over there by the East River, where the seagulls cry and stretch their wings. Shipyard boats are primed for leaving. It's a long time since Johnny went a-fighting. In the month of April 1837, Johnny's mother, exhausted, sighed, held in her arms her newborn baby, Johnny Dynamite O'Brien. As a restless child, he prowled the docks, seeking trouble or fortune, whichever he could find. Soon learned his trade on Cherry Street, on ships Jane and Albion, his trade he plied. Marine and Mommy, Johnny Dynamite. Marine and Mommy, Johnny Dynamite. Marine and Mommy, Johnny Dynamite. On the first days of a long summer, when he filled his hold with money and lies, on the Rambler he went roving, from New York Harbor he did in sight. The Boca del Toro and waiting soldiers, waging war in foreign climes, laden down with mighty explosives, planning for Cologne's harbor, Columbia's pride. As the rebel, he went sailing, a stormy gale did arise. A mighty storm lashed the hold, and the 60 tons of dynamite. Midnight dark, roaring reel, explosives roll loose near Sutherland. Johnny tied him down as he heard around him, sailing softly the Marine and Mommy, Johnny Dynamite. Marine and Mommy, Johnny Dynamite. Marine and Mommy, Johnny Dynamite. A bright eagle that rose in Tampa was felled for its star to rise. A troubled man on a cause to fight for Cuba's liberty and their Spain's demise. He smuggled all guns for Atlas Tunis, the prickly thorn in Valeriana Whaler's side. Brought Jose Marti's son to that battle, and 3,000 pounds of dynamite. He settled down in the port of Havana as the cries of Cuba Libre they did subside. Swimming in the sparkling Caribbean Sea, basking in freedom's glory and sunny climes. Before Johnny died, he returned to the docks to see the snow fall on New York's harbor side. No more will Johnny go roving. He died that June as the scorching summer arrived. Marine Mambi, Johnny Dynamite. 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 Marine Mambi, Johnny Dynamite.